Get ready for Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith.
Rebecca Blacksmith.
Take a host with a few Ivy League graduate degrees, a room full of bright CEOs, and throw in a conversation about leadership. Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith. For all leaders listening right now.
Right now, right now.
You're listening to Leaders Portfolio. I'm your host, Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith. We are in the midst of this year's Leaders Portfolio Awards, where we recognize top businesses and business leaders with their commitment to leadership. Details are available at leadersportfolio.com. We are now here in the Leaders Portfolio studio with the president and CEO of Vion Corporation, Mr. Tom Frana. Vion Corporation, headquartered in D.C., is a hardware and systems integrator selling storage, server, and software solutions and services to the government. So welcome, Tom, to Leaders Portfolio.
Thank you for having me.
Explain what you provide.
We represent about 26 different vendors into the federal government marketplace. We're Hitachi Data Systems storage company. We're their largest reseller worldwide. We happen to be IBM's in the federal market space, probably their number two or number three hardware reseller year in, year out. We represent Brocade. We represent a host of other companies into the marketplace.
And the company was started by yourself or someone else?
It was started in 1980. I joined as president in 1992. We put a buyout in place, bought out the previous owners in 96. And I've been president the whole time I've been with the company, and then president and CEO since 97.
And was the ride as you predicted?
The ride was much different than I predicted.
How so?
I've been there as president for 20 years, and across that period of time, one would think it would get stale. We have reinvented ourselves multiple times. We have gone in new directions multiple times. We have grown from 25 people when I joined the company to 145 people today, doing roughly about $200 million in revenue. So the ride has been substantially different. If you sell to the federal government, the ride changes by presidency.
Mm-hmm.
If you go back to the company's history in the 80s, it was split between DOD and the civilian agencies. You go into the 90s with the Clinton administrations, it was mainly civilian agencies. You go into the 2000 timeframe with the attack at 9/11 and then the Bush administrations, our business is much more oriented towards DOD and the intelligence community today. We still have a lot of civilian agencies as customers, but the thrust of the business has moved in the direction of the requirements of the federal government.
So in a way, and I'm not asking for your real answer here, I'm kind of teasing, but you kind of want Obama to win so there's no changes.
At dinner conversations, at cocktail conversations, they ask, who do you want to vote for? And the answer is being a pragmatic businessman, I want the incumbent to be reelected because you know where they're going. Because it absolutely, whether it's two terms or one term, it absolutely shifts when the next presidency or the next party gets in.
So you would prefer, that's interesting, so you would prefer an incumbent so there's, it's, you know, stable rather than, and maybe not necessarily with this election, but a candidate that might have better policies.
Absolutely.
Interesting. That's interesting.
Absolutely. If you, with the Obamacare, since it's the thing that's in the news today,
right. Yeah.
And on Thursday, more specifically, with that in the news, healthcare is a focus within the federal government. So we have moved people over to go cover the healthcare community, which we had not been covering during the 2000-2010 timeframe.
Interesting. So do you ever get in a situation where you want to vote personally one way and professionally you want to vote another way, and you're at the polls, what do I do here? And
well, by the time I walk up to the polls, I know
you
what
know.
I'm doing. But yes, there's been some split decisions.
That's interesting. There was a radio policy not too long ago that I disagree, for the greater good, I thought it was wrong, although privately it would help Leaders Portfolio. But I thought this is not good. And so, I, you know, similar kind of, you know, discussion. What do you do? Anyway, now You've won some awards with being a great place to work, and by that I'm referring to Vian Corporation. So what did you do to kind of cultivate that environment?
And we handpick our employees, and when I talk about handpick, we do extensive recruiting multiple candidates. We've taken benefits of good people leaving other companies, stay in touch with the good people that we think there's in the industry, and we've literally handpicked a lot of the folks that come to work for us. We also sell to the public sector. The vice president of sales for public sector, it took us three tries to get him, but we finally got him on board. So the first thing we've done is it's very much a handpicked company. Second thing we do is we ask all employees to focus on the customers. We continually ask our people supporting the customers to ask the customer, what else can we do for you? Facetiously, I say, so long as it's moral, ethical, and legal, we'll try and go do that. So we supply a lot more services to our customers. In the back end of that, that brings back business to us. Privately held company, three partners in it. The partners back in 98, after the buyout, decided that we wanted to start doing sharing the profitability with the company. So we have a significant year-end bonus pool. And so long as you're not a partner or commissioned salesperson, you share in that bonus pool. Last year, we gave out $2.6 million to 120 people.
Wow.
So part of it is the allowing our employees to ask their customers, what else can we do for you? Really resonates with the employees. Rewarding the employees based off the profitability of the company resonates with the employees. I've been there 20 years. In the 20 years I've been there, we've been profitable every year. We have a commitment to our employees. If we're profitable, you get pay raises. If you look at the high-tech community in the greater Washington, D.C. area, I will bet you that the vast majority of them have not given their employees pay raises consistently over the last 20 years. We have an open door policy. It sort of comes in two flavors, personal or supporting a customer. And you're more than welcome to walk into my office, call me, call the other partners, and we will address your issues if they're not getting addressed. From a customer satisfaction standpoint, we had a shipment that went awry. Saturday morning, I was doing something else, got a call from our shipment clerk saying, this is going the wrong way. I called the appropriate people at the vendors, got it resolved, got the stuff to our customer in a timely fashion, got it installed and in production when we said it would be in production. I had no problem receiving that phone call at 8 a.m. on a Saturday morning. Ruined my next tee shot, though. And on a personal side, healthcare insurance and claims has just become difficult. No matter how good your healthcare provider is, they've become difficult. We hired a healthcare interface person, an employee advocate for healthcare. And we had one of our employees walked in sort of as an oh, by the way comment, said, you know, geez, my son's had some problems. And we're having some real problems getting it approved, et cetera, et cetera. I said, hey, just hired a healthcare advocate, go to her, and we resolved both the pre-condition expenses and the post-condition rehabilitation expenses. So, you know, it's simple things, but, you know, that really resonates with your employees.
Are you seeing, is that a trend where companies are now starting to get these healthcare advocates, or is that something you're doing uniquely?
For a small business, I think it's unique. If you're in a mid-sized to large-sized company, I think they all have gotten to the point that somewhere in the HR organization, there's somebody looking out after, you know, the health care of the employees.
Yeah. We're speaking with the president and CEO of Vian Corporation, Mr. Tom Frana. Now, Tom has a bachelor's degree from Kendall College in Illinois. And, Tom, I have to ask you your overall leadership philosophy.
It's a mixture, and it comes from a lot of places. Dad was career officer in the Navy. says there was a fair amount of discipline at home. went to Christian Brother High School. I was in the Christian Brothers for a short period of time. I was in the Marine Corps for a short period of time. And you start picking up people that you respect and who are capable and at getting things done and capable at leading. So my leadership philosophy has probably got developed over about a in business over about a 15-year period. And it's
it better be good then.
The basics are you take care of the customer and you take care of your employees. And if you do those two things, 90% of the time, you'll be extremely successful. You have to go win business. There's some pricing and marketing and sales that goes into that. But if you can take care of the customer's needs and requirements on a daily basis, and if you can take care of your employees' needs and requirements on a daily basis, then usually the two sync up and you become extremely successful, which Vion has.
Now, did you kind of only do one of those two for a period of time? And so you had to learn to balance the two?
The given where I started in the computer industry, I was worried about, on a day-to-day basis, taking care of the customer's needs and requirements. So I learned that first in business. But if you go back to my military experience, the successful senior non-commissioned officers, the successful officers took care of their employees, took care of the Marines underneath them. So in my business experience, it was taking care of the customer came first and for an extended period of time until I got into management. Once I got into management, I went back to, you know, who was really successful? Who did I really respect and what leadership qualities did they have? Did I internalize that? The answer would be no. I've probably internalized that more over the last 20 years leading Vion than I had sort of in the mid period of my career.
Well, I want to thank you for being on the show, Tom. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
President and CEO of Vion Corporation, Mr. Tom Frana. And of course, you can find his interview at leadersportfolio.com. I want to thank the supporters of leadership, Dennis Cole Architects, WOW Services Group, Green Tree Surgeons, Riverwalk, Hilton Garden Inn of Fairfax, Virginia. If you're a company that values leadership, consider sponsorship of Leaders Portfolio. Back after we hear from our sponsors.
Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith, now playing at leadersportfolio.com.
Dennis Cole Architects restored the most significant Beaux Arts building in the state of Virginia, the Hanley Library of Winchester. Be it through new construction, historic preservation, or environmentally friendly design, visit CoalArchitects.com. For libraries, museums, corporate buildings, colleges, and specially designed houses, if you want architecture on your agenda, fusing function with beauty, then visit CoalArchitects.com. That's K-O-W-A-L Architects.com.
Are you a business leader who practices leadership? Apply for the Leaders Portfolio Awards. Have a client who emphasizes leadership? Nominate their company for the Leaders Portfolio Awards. Past winners include startups, as well as a company producing $150 million a year in revenue. Tune in to Leaders Portfolio with Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith on the air and online at leadersportfolio.com. For Leaders Portfolio Awards information, visit leadersportfolio.com.
The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax Hotel near I-66 and 50 provides state-of-the-art guest rooms with complimentary high-speed internet access, a full-service restaurant, business meeting and banquet rooms for up to 300 guests, with a professional staff that stays focused on the details so you don't have to, and full banquet catering. Call 703-385-7774 for guest rooms, meeting space, or special events at this award-winning hotel. That's 703-385-7774. The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax.
Do you want others to know how your organization can help them? Then tell the business community why they need your business. Become a proud sponsor of Leaders Portfolio by calling 864-323-2600. By becoming a sponsor, you will be communicating directly with your target audience. Leaders Portfolio offers low-cost sponsorships for high impact, and Leaders Portfolio guarantees results. Let us tell you how by phoning 864-323-2600. That's 864-323-2600.
Dennis Coall Architects restored the most significant Beaux Arts building in the state of Virginia, the Hanley Library of Winchester. Be it through new construction, historic preservation, or environmentally friendly design, visit coallarchitects.com. For libraries, museums, corporate buildings, colleges, and specially designed houses, if you want architecture on your agenda, fusing function with beauty, then visit coallarchitects.com. That's K-O-W-A-L Architects.com.
Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith, now playing at leadersportfolio.com.